G'day, I'm Alex Tai. Today I'm chatting with Lawrence Kane, the co-founder of Capital Brewing Co., a Canberra-based brewery and one of the first in Australia to receive B Corp status and carbon neutral certification. Lawrence, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you founded Capital Brewing Co. with a couple of your close mates. Tell us the story about starting it out.
Well, yeah, me and my longtime business partner, Tom Hertel, started the brewery in 2016. Before that, we had kind of Canberra's first craft beer bar that was selling, you know, independent Australian-owned craft beer from 2011, so really before it blew up here in Australia. And we just got to know a bunch of brewers from buying beer from them and got more and more into beer and decided that we wanted to do it full time. We had two bars and we sold those and put really every single thing that we had and a little bit more into starting Capital Brewing in 2016. And, you know, over that time, we've grown from zero production to a bit over 2 million litres. And I think, we're one of the larger independently owned craft breweries in Australia now. And that's an important distinction because a lot of craft breweries that you see are owned by multinational companies. And all of when you buy our beer, all of the money stays in the local economy and in the local community.
2 million litres, that is a lot of beer. But I can hear that it's about so much more than just the beer.
Yeah, it is about so much more for us than just making beer and I guess making money. One of the things that we like the most is that we're providing employment to 85 local Canberrans in an industry that, you know, 5 years ago didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And really a lot of like Tom's background, having grown up here in Canberra, is some of the best mountain biking trails in the country here, right here in Canberra, some of the best trail running right here in Canberra, and some great cross-country skiing like up in the Bringabellas and also up in Kosciuszko. And from a lifetime of having been a cross-country skier, I've really seen significant changes in the environment. And so that sort of encouraged us to want not just have a for-profit business, but also a for-purpose business and operate in a, we don't like to call it a sustainable way because, you know, operating a business isn't that sustainable, but we're doing it in a more responsible way.
And I mentioned that you have B Corp status at the top. It's a really hard certification to receive. And for listeners who might not know, it's not just about being environmentally responsible. Could you tell us about your B Corp status?
B Corp is people, planet, and purpose. So it's an entire audit of your business. Not just like what your environmental responsibility looks like, that's an important component of it, but also what does your treatment of your people look like? Are you providing a safe workplace? Are you exploiting your staff by designing your business in a way where they work regular and systematic unpaid overtime? And then a community point of view as well. We provide sponsorship to a lot of different community groups, I think over 300, everything from the local volunteer mountain bike trail builders. And it sounds simple, right? But we give them, I think once a month, we give them a few cases of beer. Now, that changes the dynamic of turning up to volunteer to dig trails. You're digging trails, but it creates a social element at the end of that digging of trails. And it helps them bring more volunteers into their fold of people because they're not just going out for, you know, a labor camp on the hill, but they're also having a social interaction at the end of it with a couple of beers, which is cool.
Actually, a cool fact that I've learned during this Visit Canberra campaign is that the ACT has the highest volunteering rate nationally. So there you go. But Lawrence, I have been hearing a lot about Canberra's incredible food and drink scene as well during this campaign. So tell me, why Canberra? Why are you based here?
Well, look, we, Tom and I both grew up here. We really love, you know, I really love living here. And really, we wanted to, you know, in a small way, be some kind of driving force of change to how the city's seen. And, you know, there's a lot of great operators and artists and musicians that are doing that. There's a lot of stuff to do here, like, and there always has been, but you've just needed to know where to look for it.
How should the city be seen?
I think it's great for people that want to visit for a long weekend and come and get around all of the epic restaurants that we've got, but also amazing outdoor activities that we've got right on the doorstep, like the Bringabellas. You can just go up and do some crazy hikes up in, you know, Tibimbilla Mountain or wherever you want to go. But if you don't want to venture that far afield, you can just walk up Black Mountain or Mount Ainslie or Red Hill, or, you know, they're right here in the middle of town, and you can get out into nature like within 5 minutes from the CBD, which is crazy. Like, I don't know another CBD in the world where you can go and do that.
I'm sold.
Yeah, you can go have coffee in Braddon and then be in the bush walking up Mount Ainslie 5 minutes later. It's wild.
What a city. Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
This interview was brought to you by Visit Canberra, and a link is in our episode notes to learn more about why you should consider Canberra as your next weekend away.